It's overcast and snows in the forecast in Saginaw, Michigan, one of the 12 counties in the state that voted twice for President Obama and then for President Trump. The presidential primary is coming up, and Kelly Green is out canvassing for Mike Bloomberg.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
My name is Kelly. I'm from the Mike Bloomberg campaign. How are you doing today?
Elizabeth Krakowski is an older woman with gray hair and hearing aids. She says she's considering Bloomberg.
I've heard all the commercials.
Have you?
Yeah, and I've seen them all on TV. So I've seen a lot of them, and yeah.
So have you?
Mike Bloomberg has monopolized ad time in Michigan. According to the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, he spent almost $12 million. That's more than both Republican and Democratic candidates spent in the run-up to the primary in 2016. Antha Williams is a senior advisor to the Bloomberg campaign.
We're making really big investments in the places where, frankly, no one has been campaigning other than Donald Trump.
The Bloomberg campaign opened 10 offices across the state, stepping out of the Metro Detroit bubble to places like Saginaw, Traverse City, and Kalamazoo. It has the biggest footprint of any Democratic campaign with over 100 paid staffers. Dave Adams is a teacher who's been a longtime member of the Saginaw County Democrats. He says he's never seen an office this early in Saginaw.
I actually don't think I remember a presidential candidate having their own office ever.
That infrastructure is part of the bet Bloomberg is placing on Michigan in order to have a shot at winning the state's primary. Maurice Patterson is one of Bloomberg's regional field directors. The retired firefighter has lived in Saginaw all of his life, and now he's hitting the pavement for Bloomberg. He knocks on a door and finds it's one of his old friends, M.T. Thompson.
I'm watching him.
You're leaning? You're leaning towards him?
I'll say only because I don't think Bernie can win.
Okay.
Saginaw has lost tens of thousands of people in the last decade. Schools have closed and crime has gone up.
People go to college, they don't come back. There's not a lot of jobs here anymore. Like it used to be. We used to be a General Motors plant city. We had 9 General Motors plants. Now we have 1. So all those jobs left. That was 30,000 jobs that's gone.
In the past 4 years, the city has seen a number of reinvestments. Patterson says people have started to move back downtown. That improvement is part of what could be making local Democrats nervous a progressive Democrat couldn't beat Trump. Patterson says he thinks only a moderate can oust the president. But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders did win the state's 2016 primary. Garrett Arwa is a former executive director of the Michigan Democratic Party. He led Democratic campaigns in the state during the Obama years. He says he's skeptical that Bloomberg's unprecedented bet on Michigan will pay off.
Bernie Sanders, by virtue of the infrastructure he had from the last time he ran, probably is in the driver's seat to some extent in Michigan, or at least considered the favorite. I just find it very hard to believe that unless Bloomberg proves that he can win delegates, that he is going to win delegates in Michigan.
If Bloomberg doesn't do well on Super Tuesday, his path to winning Michigan delegates next week could narrow, even with a massive campaign footprint. In Saginaw, I'm Abigail Senske.